chuckle our way into another hour. Is that a chuckle? That's not a chuckle. That's a laugh.
It is kind of a, yeah.
That's the first stage of being on LSD.
What?
You know that. LSD is laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling. That isn't actually. Laughing.
Singing.
Singing and dancing. That's what life needs to be about.
Our kind of LSD.
Yeah. It is our kind of LSD. One of our predictions, our forecasts for the new year, which we're spending a good deal of time today on, is more of that. Laughing, singing, and dancing. We'll all be on LSD. We're listening, Richie and I, in queue to the Today Show, because Mitt Romney is on there talking about how, what is, Matt asked him, well, are you disappointed that you didn't, that's not my Matt
Romney. Are you delighted or are you disappointed?
Right.
Well, of course I'm delighted.
Of course I'm delighted. He won by 8 votes.
Yeah.
Eight votes. And did you hear how those last 8 votes came in?
They were taken on the bathroom.
No.
Almost. Apparently, somebody realized that a woman forgot to turn in one portion of her caucus votes.
Right.
They went and banged on her window of her house at after midnight, realizing the mistake, and she ran down and turned them in.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
There you go. That's how.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because that's the way it. That's real sort of.
Yeah.
Participate. Citizen participation is what we need more of. And that's part of what I'm predicting. The forecast for 2012 has more of your involvement in the system, which is cool. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Which Republican candidate do you think will drop out after the caucuses? It ought to be which candidate ought to drop out. All the people we list, with the exception, and I know that, maybe the first two, we've listed Perry, Bachman, Huntsman, Gingrich, or all of the above. Huntsman offers an interesting sort of hopeful image, and he may be one of these guys. He's the only one who hasn't surged, and they oftentimes tell you that the people who don't surge are the ones. Santorum has come up from the rear, but he's a weird dude. The story about his baby, we were talking about that earlier today. He has
he's a weird dude. It's a strange story.
Weird. He's not,
Yeah, for those who don't, apparently he had he and his wife a while back, or some time back, had a stillborn baby, and they thought it would be.
Chose to take it home.
To help the other children understand that there really was
what a
child.
What a baby looks like.
Well,
there really was a child. Why would they not believe it?
How do you know what's going on in somebody's mind when that goes, when that happens in your life?
You
know?
Horrible, you can't judge because, it's a tragedy.
Horrible.
But, you know,
maybe suffice it to say, we wouldn't handle it that way.
But you know what I don't understand? I can't believe that legally you would be allowed to leave. I mean, how do you say that to a hospital?
Because you can privately bury some, you know.
Where?
Something.
Can you?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point.
I don't think you can.
Well, I think you could take it to your...
You can't bury... You can take ashes. We have Tony's ashes. I have my father's ashes. They're sitting... My father's ashes are sitting in the other room. And Tony's ashes will be here in due course. The kids want to take some of them to England and spread them in the ocean on her favorite beach. But I'll have some of them here. And I haven't really decided. She loved the farm and what I would do with them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I may just hold them for a while. Some of my father's ashes are outside near the garden that he loved.
Yeah.
At any rate.
That's a great thing about the ashes thing.
Yeah,
right?
you can spread do what
them
you
out.
Want.
My dad is everywhere.
So why can't you dig a hole in your backyard and bury your father there? What difference does it make?
You know what it is? It's supposed to get in the water.
Nah, baloney. What it is the funeral business, and this will be good. Funeral directors will start calling now. 800-510-8255. Help yourself. The only reason that you can't dig a hole in your backyard and bury your father, your mother, or anything, anybody you want in it, is because the funeral business has gotten to be so big and powerful, the lobbyists, that they don't want you. So they go through this foolishness. I was a grave digger when I was in college. And you dig these holes, and so there's a cement vault that gets laid in the ground, and then you put the casket in the vault, and then you put the top on the vault so that the ground won't cave in when the body, and this is an old law, goes back to when there were wooden caskets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you stuck a metal casket in the ground, I guess sooner or later it'll rust and decay. But hello, that's what happens. Why would you want to protect a bunch of dust in a cement vault that costs you $420? I remember that. And that was when I was in college. He used to pay the funeral, the casket company. You paid him a couple thousand bucks for the casket and $420 for cement walls to keep what in or out? It's ashes.
The look
dirt.
On my mom's face when the guy was like, well, we have this one over here.
Oh,
this one
give
over
me
here.
Great.
For $850.
Yeah,
right. She's like, what?
Yeah. But how would somebody know if you buried the ashes or not, Doug?
Well, no. We're talking about burying
him.
The body.
I haven't buried the ashes. The ashes are sitting in the other room. I didn't bury my father's ashes, and I don't intend to bury Tony's ashes. I'm going to scatter a few around, but I'm going to keep them for a while, and depending on what happens to me later in my life, maybe they'll be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'll have my father's house, Charlotte. Who knows? I'm not going to make up my mind right now.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I will tell you one thing, that these people have a grip on, like one of these other silly industries. What in the name of heaven do you, when you dig a hole, put a body into it, that's it. Why would you go to all this other than somebody has created some legislative initiative and people make a lot of money doing this? It's folly. It's foolishness.
But there are some green burials, I believe, in California where you can just be buried in the earth.
Yeah.
Where you don't need a casket and it's just like a park.
Makes good sense.
They're considered green burials. I remember reading something about that.
They also have the same thing in New Jersey, but it's at the dump.
You're right. And you usually need some guy with his name ending in a vowel
in
to help
river,
you with that.
In the river, and they use cement blocks.
That's the future, the forecast for the future. Roberta has from the Queen of Cheap later in this hour some deals from Mimi's Cafe. Again, you've had a lot of those.
Yeah.
The last few months.
A lot of stuff.
And Amazon, there is a lot of stuff, as Roberta suggests, so you'll check it out when you listen to her. Queen of Cheap later. Jennifer has Tonight on TV. Last night I spent, this time of year I spend more time watching than going to the movies or whatever. I watched all three shows on CBS till I fell asleep.
Wow.
I got in late on the beginning of the first NCIS, mm-hmm. and then the L.A., mm-hmm. Is that Jose Ferrer? He's playing a baddie, trying to get Hetty out. I don't know, that's not going to work. And then, but they have to, if you have to set up conflicts, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. That's what people say is missing from this program. Excuse me. I just had some,
You're having a conflict right now with some berries.
I went outside last hour, Robert, it's 4 degrees
ooh.
Here. So I got I have a big fire going in the fireplace in the kitchen.
Oh, nice.
And I just keep bringing in wood, and every time I go out, I take a big deep breath of that cold 4 degree air. And
Roberta,
straighten you right out.
Yeah. He's burning ink stained paper in his fireplace, and he's blaming his coughing fits on walking outside in the cold, fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
The coughing fits come from the burning ink inside your house.
No, I would think so.
No.
No, listen.
No.
I can't believe you are putting those carcinogens into the air and breathing them in.
Please.
Get a life. I'm trying to save yours.
Thank you, Richie.
1-800-510-8255. Is Doug killing himself by burning paper and trash in his inside fireplace?
Inside fireplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the kitchen.
Well, I mean, whether it's inside or outside, it goes up the chimney, bingo, it's gone.
Well,
you're breathing it.
Outside, yeah,
I'm not
you're
breathing
inside.
It. You've seen my fireplace in the kitchen.
I have
it
seen
sucks
it.
Sucks the air out of the. I can feel the breeze being sucked into this fireplace from where I am at the other end of the house because it sucks. It's the draft was set up.
Oh, so great!
So
the draft
well.
Is what's giving you pneumonia. Perfect.
No, but the draft is aimed at getting the fire to be hotter because there's more air and therefore there's more.
I can hear it.
Yeah, you can
is that it in the background?
Yeah,
that's
a little pop. No, there's
no,
pops
I'm hearing the pops of the fire
from the fire. I have a good microphone, you know that.
Those are the balls of ink exploding
right,
in your fireplace.
Exactly what, that's exactly what they are, Richie. You got
throw some plastic bottles in there.
I don't think we'll.
Yeah, right.
How about a tire? You got a tire?
I have tires that I put them in a big tire.
Get some used
though.
Propane tanks.
Oh, okay.
What other carcinogens you got laying around that you can chuck in there?
This is a farm. But we have places we put it. We have a metal dumpster for all the metal. We have a tire dumpster for all the tires. We have we recycle pretty much everything. We have a cardboard recycling bin. We have the trash bin.
Which one has your ex-girlfriends in it?
None of them to this point.
Okay. Good.
I did call a couple of them over the Christmas holiday.
Why?
Really?
Oh, that's like drunk dialing. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It was nice to say hi to them. Okay, so where are you? Distracted me from my mission here.
I didn't
distract you. You're going blurry from sucking in those ink fumes.
Let's talk about flying monkeys.
I can't believe you're doing this.
What?
Yeah.
You can't believe I'm doing what?
I got the 9 and the 1 dialed. All I need is one more.
No, you're fine.
One more coughing fit. I'm hitting that last one.
When you get to be my age, if you're as good a shape, we'll talk about it then there, pal.
Whatever. I'm not sucking down those
800. Dude, I'm not sucking down anything either. It's going out the fire. If you understand the principle of a fireplace, if it's built well, it does suck all the air in, takes it up the draft. With the smoke and stuff.
When you build a fire, why do you build a fire?
To warm the house up.
How does the house get warm?
Because the heat from the fireplace extends outward from the fireplace because of the way the bricks have been built.
And that heat is nothing but warm air, right?
That's all there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that heat comes from the fire, right? The same place that ink is.
No, you're going in the wrong direction. It is not that. It is not what you are suggesting it is. What it is just warmth. The other stuff goes up the...
Okay.
Are you going to, like, all day? I'm not going to bring this up again.
No.
You're going to be like this all day.
No.
18 after the hour and good day.
Edgar, help.
Yeah.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What wine? Where the hell did I dine?
Must have been a dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on, let's do it again. You.
Peter Frampton in the news today. This is from what album, Ricky?
Frampton Comes Alive, the biggest selling album of the 70s. It changed rock and roll forever.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. Frampton lost one of his favorite guitars in the 70s. A cargo plane carrying his equipment crashed. So a couple of his really devout fans did some looking, were able to track it down, and they have returned it this past week to Peter Frampton.
Wow.
The guitar survived the plane crash, and apparently it was some collector had it. I don't know that they know what they had, probably, the collectors. At any rate, that story at DougStefan.com about Peter Frampton and one of his guitar. How many different guitars do you suppose these guys have? Half a dozen?
Yeah, more than that. I mean, some of them. You look at a Brian Setzer, he collects them. He's got 100. And I go see Warren Haynes on the side of the stage. He's got 12, 13.
Right.
Frampton I saw earlier this year, and I saw him playing 4 or 5 different guitars, but he's probably got 10 or 11 sitting on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's still touring, and I'm going to go see him again next
Frampton?
Month. The best concert I saw all year.
Really?
He's basically... Frampton Comes Alive, as I said, it changed rock and roll because it sold 6 million records in 1976 or 7, which to that point was just ridiculous. Nobody had ever done it before, and who was this Peter Frampton guy? And then that's the point in time when everybody started writing hits over writing music.
Sure.
Because they wanted to be able to sell 6 million records too.
Wow.
And it's but it's a great concert because he just does the whole album from start to finish, note for note. And it's a lot of fun. Very cool.
All right, so interested in some fun? There's something you find an old CD or a new CD. You'd probably download some of that music as well. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Here's our 2020 info quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Introduced in 1950, tell us what the first credit card... And by the way, this credit card.
Oh, I know.
Around.
Let me guess. You've torn this credit card up before.
I have. In fact.
So then it's not the Diners Club.
It was that. Jim.
Yeah.
You blew it.
You guys stop it. I'm really serious. Stop it. It's, when I ask these questions, stop it.
I thought that was the only credit card you had.
I cut it up because I had a fight with him a couple of months ago.
No, I really wasn't trying to blow it.
Well, but just, you know,
I knew it was the Diners Club, but I knew he'd also torn it up.
I'm so glad it's not me this time, Jen.
Oh, I really am sorry. I thought that was the only one you had, honestly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see what I have to put up with?
You're the only one I know with the Diners Club. That's why she said it.
That wasn't it. Usually when she does that, it's intentional, or any one of us. But that one, it was truly an accident.
It was truly an accident. I swear.
But it's funny still.
According to whom?
Do you want me to sit in the corner? Put on the dunce cap.
Dunce cap, right.
So tell us the story. The Diners Club came out in the state in 1951.
Well, that's the story. The Diners Club card came out first in...
There were no other credit cards before.
No,
then.
There were not.
That was the first one?
Yes, it was.
Now, in Colombia, when I go down with my wife and they have credit cards, you have to tell them when you make a purchase. And this is interesting. I'm wondering when
these are the only ones that work down. Most around the world now. American Express to a point.
Well, they have bank cards down there, Banco Colombia and all this stuff. But you have to say 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You don't just put it on your card and let it sit forever and just pay the interest. You have to say, I'm going to pay it off. And you tell them at the point of purchase, 90 days.
I love the names for banks. Especially in South America, Banco Popular. I always love. Whenever I saw that when I was down in the Caribbean, or Banco Popular. Banco Popular. It is a big one. Yeah, exactly. Popular for what reason? Maybe they pay the most interest. A whopping, what is the big interest now? 2%?
You know you get your money.
If you're lucky.
That's why it's popular.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You get it back. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat. You wear this hat and you'd be out there walking the streets and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having to come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good day program. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, along in a few minutes. And Jennifer has today and tonight's television report for you. We advise the right word. We certainly urge you or would request that you do what hundreds of other people do every day. When you look over what's going on at DougStefan.com, take our poll, which asks you which of the candidates you think is going to be out of the race or ought to be out of the race. Our poll yesterday, your favorite wintertime sport, not to play, but to watch.
Let me guess.
6% of you said
football.
You got it. 22% said does baseball spring training count.
What about right. hockey?
9% said hockey.
Right, and then irrelevant. Baseball bringing up the basketball right. bringing up the rear.
No, basketball. Actually, I was surprised. I thought, why is there not a lot of support for basketball? 4% of
the people. Everybody's mad about the lockout.
The lockout. They're a bunch of punks.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, nobody.
Yeah, they are. Overpaying. All the sports guys are a bunch of punks.
Well, I mean, football and baseball, the guys show a little bit of, you know, humble.
They do?
In basketball, yeah.
Huh.
You got Tebow's and stuff like that, and everybody's like, oh, you know, it's just all about the team, and you know, it's so cliche, but they all go out and say the same things because they're trained on what to say. Yeah. In basketball, you got people climbing into the stands, beating up the fans.
Great, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so here's I'm going to revise the 2020 news quiz since Jennifer completely torpedoed that.
Oh, good. What's my next trivia question?
I'll ask you this question.
My turn.
The focus is on the Super Bowl and how much it costs to buy an ad. By the way, they sold out. So
a lot.
They sold out by Thanksgiving. Sold out.
What's the average price for a 30-second spot in this year's Super Bowl? 800-510-8255. We've got 5 minutes while Roberta's doing the Queen of Cheap to figure it out and call us. The right answer gets a swell prize from the Doug Stefan Closet. What is the price for a Super Bowl ad this year? By the way, at DougStefan.com today, Pizza Hut has invited you to sing the ad they have. Rich, you see if you can find the audio for that, will you please, someplace? We can sing along with that. A lot of cash and prizes being offered.
I don't remember what
they put their ad together. Well, you can find, I think you can find it new.
Look.
But because it's getting so much promotion, you've got to be around someplace.
Okay.
So what's the cost of a Super Bowl ad for all? I think there are 30-some-odd of them. Is that right? Aren't there about 30?
You're right around there, yeah.
Ads, yeah. Okay, so what's each one, each 30-second spot cost?
The crazy thing is, there's not a lot of 30s this year. Most of them are 60s and a couple even longer. Yeah.
They love doing those big, cool,
big
long commercials. Yeah,
right. Remember when Ed's last year before he died?
The cash for gold.
He did the cash for gold thing in the Super Bowl. Amazing.
That was kind of a bummer.
It was. It really was. Pretty sad. 800-510-8255. Okay. So I have these forecasts for the future. I'm going to do before Roberta, because one of them is, in fact, the future for 2012, at least, predicts, the Futures magazine suggests there are going to be a whole lot of people doing what Roberta does, finding discounts and things. Yesterday, I don't know.
Yowza.
Yeah, we talked to Greg Grunberg, who's the actor. He also has Yowza, which is a lot of this same sort of thing that Roberta focuses on. But that's one of the forecasts for the year, Roberta. Is it profligation? Is that the right word? Of all of these things. Okay, so let's see. What else is in the top 10? Let's, Richie, use the big voiced announcer and our top 10 music for the top 10 predictions for the future as far as 2009 is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, we have the official list now.
Number 10.
The end of identity as we know it. It may become very easy to create a new identity. All you have to do is create new avatars in virtual reality. Avatars are being worked on as we speak.
Number 9.
That'll change. That's kind of a scary reality. Future buildings may be more responsive to weather fluctuations. Protocell cladding that utilizes bioluminescent bacteria and other materials will be applied to buildings to collect water and sunlight, helping to cool the interiors and produce biofuels. That's being worked on
now.
How
cool is that?
That's very cool.
Number 8.
Number 8, he said. Is that what the big man says? Number 8.
Number 8.
Advances in fuel cells will enable deep-sea habitation. Fuel cells such as those currently being developed for automobiles will produce electric energy directly. No toxic fumes, no fires, Richie.
Need one in your house.
Down number 7.
In the water, living in the water. Number 7, machine vision will become available in the next couple of years with virtual range ultimately exceeding that of the human eye. You'll be able to see longer, farther. Somebody who goes blind will have robot's eyes put. The first person going to be a blind person has robotic eyes installed.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Lunar-based solar power production may begin in the next decade. A lot of future energy demands being studied now, and solar power will become more dependable and less expensive as the next year or two focuses more on clean energy.
Number 5.
Number 5. The dust bowls of the 21st century will dwarf those as seen in the 20th. Two giant dust bowls are now forming in Asia and in Africa because of soil erosion, overgrazing, overplowing, deforestation, all of that stuff.
Number 4.
Robotic earthworms will gobble up our garbage. Much of what we throw away still has value. Metal, petroleum, and other components could get additional use if extracted from them, and that's what these robotic earthworms are being developed to do.
Number 3.
Nanotechnology offering hope for restoring eyesight. Flower-shaped electrodes topped with photodiodes implanted in blind patients may restore their sight. So there's two ways of approaching those who are blind in the near term. That's interesting, isn't it? Huh?
Number 2.
Commercial space tourism will grow significantly. It will be a $650 million business. 13,000 suborbital passengers will go up starting in the next 4 to 5 years. I'm going to be one of them.
Number 1.
Learning will become more social and game-based. Online social gaming may replace textbooks and schools. Public schools are going to become, and it's their own fault, are going to become, they're inadequate now, they're going to become basically unimportant as time goes on. The idea that students learn when they are engaged and they are not engaged in the public school system. Your mother, Jennifer, is the first one to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You see how many people are failing in Los Angeles as an example. More and more people are going to embrace the new technology, encouraging with the games and other things children to learn so that they won't feel like failures. We give people this phony sense, you know, the mediocrity of everybody. My child is on the honor roll at Blingham Junior High School and all that other foolishness. You give people a false sense, and that's where the entitlement mentality comes from. I'm good, therefore I deserve. Hello. You don't deserve anything unless you earn it. And the only way you're going to earn it is to be better than good in something, right? You got to be, well, I mean, look at all of the people who are around you that are successful. Are they good or are they great? And with few exceptions, once in a while you find an exception to that rule. But for the most part, people who are winning, the successful people are connected to action. They work hard. It's a matter of hanging in there when everybody else lets go. And we've made it so easy for people to let go, in our country especially. Okay, so you're not finished, it's all right. You can finish it tomorrow. Or you can finish it next week. No, you need to finish it now. Right? When I started something, my father would never let me quit. Never. Finish it. Finish what you start. That was always what he said. The most important quality essential to your success is to stick to it, stick by it. And people are not doing that in school. That they do it with their electronic tools, don't they? I mean, think about it now. The number, when you're even younger kids, 10, 12 years old, they get onto some of this stuff and they stay with it until it's finished. So they don't need somebody to pat them on the head and rub them on the back. Oh, aren't you doing a good job? They feel the satisfaction of completing whatever it is, the games that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a success there that is honest versus the dishonesty of telling somebody they did a good job when they really didn't. And I think that sticks in the craw of a lot of people who really have accomplished great things and may have been moderately rewarded for it. And they see other people who are doing nothing getting the same moderate rewards for doing nothing. So what's the inspiration to get people to accomplish things? And so that's the part of the forecast here in Futurist Magazine, is that schools become irrelevant, passé, because they have drowned in their own sea of BS, right? All of the things any teacher will tell you, Jennifer's mother, my sister, my daughter, they get inundated with all this red tape and BS and papers and forms and stuff, and it has nothing to do with learning. They're wasting a lot of time doing a lot of bureaucratic BS. And another example of how the big government institutions that we have now are ruining our lives, because they take away from the work that needs to be done, needs to be completed in the name of getting an education. And so, in spite of all of this, children are learning by using the tools that are around now. If you're curious, you can find out anything. If you know basically how the tool works, you can learn math, you can learn science, you can learn, they'll have all of these virtual classrooms online. Sure. What do you need a teacher for? Nothing. Don't need them. Lots of teachers throw some rocks now at me. Oh, look at all
I
these
know.
Huh?
I right. know, you have to duck.
I'll duck. All right, so in the meantime, we better, let's do Roberta first, Richie. Shall we do that?
Absolutely.
All right, Roberta's Queen of Cheap is the finest.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of the night. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
That's me. Okay, let's start with Mimi's Cafe. I know we have Mimi's Cafe quite often here, but they have great deals. It's a buy one, get one free lunch or dinner that goes through the 8th. So it's a great opportunity if you want to go try the place or you just want to get some free stuff.
How come Roberta sounds like this?
Why do I sound like that?
Why do you sound like that? I don't know, really.
Take the mask off.
Yeah. I don't know. It just sounded like that to me.
It sounded like that to you.
That's all right.
How does it sound to you, Rich?
Hey, keep going.
Keep going. Okay. Living Social has a deal if you're gluten-free. Would you be quiet?
Stop it.
$25 gets you, $50 in gluten-free food. So basically, it's from a website called Gluten Freely. So you pay $25 and you can get $50 worth of food. Actually, I went on there yesterday because Tom is gluten-free.
Yeah.
And Betty Crocker has a new line of cake mix. Out, which are gluten-free cake mixes. I was so excited to see that. Okay, Zoya nail polish. This is for us, Jen, for the girls. You can get 2 bottles of it free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. So that's a really good deal. Here's something that's been going on for a little bit of time. Kindle has been doing textbooks. So instead of carrying around these humongous textbooks, you can get them on your Kindle. And right now, Amazon is offering $10 off of the Kindle e-textbooks. And we have all the instructions on how to do that and the coupon codes on how to do that. And also, Murphy USA stations, the gas stations that are outside of most Walmart stores, you get free Skittles. Just
Skittles.
Go in there.
Skittles. My kids love Skittles.
Skittles. It expires on the 9th. So free Skittles at Murphy USA, $10 textbook credit, Free Zoya nail polish, $25 gets you 50 in gluten-free food, and buy one, get one free lunch or dinner at Mimi's Cafe, all at DougStefan.com in the Queen of Cheap section.
Yes, ma'am. Also, next to that in the Better Living section, our supermarket guru, Phil Lippert, has some good news for those of you who love coffee. You'll check that out. Jennifer is going to tell us about television and the networks covering what's going on in Iowa in a moment. Let's get the answer quickly to our question about, what was the question? I forgot even what the question was. Oh, I know what it was. How much does the ad cost for the soup? Yeah.
Right.
Here's Kirby in El Paso. Kirby, what's the answer?
$3 million.
All right. Let's keep going. Wayne, what do you think it is?
$3.1 million.
All right. Sharon, what do you think it is?
$1.8 million.
Dwayne, what do you think it is?
$3.5 million.
$3.5 is the number. $3.5 million for a 30-second spot. Yeah, Dwayne.
Let's buy a few. You want to?
Dwayne, you want to chip in with us?
Help yourself.
What's that?
We're going to run an ad for the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yeah.
However, we're a little short of the $3.5 million. We want to see if you would help us out.
I got $100.
Yeah.
I got $1.50.
$1.50. Richie, sign him up.
All right.
Jennifer, next here on Good Day.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about tour guides for life. Recently, I met an individual who is a tour guide. The person is 29 years old and is listed as one of the best tour guides in South America. I had an opportunity to talk to this individual and ask him about his background. As it turns out, before he became a tour guide with his own business, with lots of people working for him, he was a major, major executive for a pharmaceutical company, but just didn't like what he was doing. So he decided to take a risk, go out on his own, and open up a tour company during, I should add, one of the worst times in the economic period. Well, guess what? This individual is very successful. Why? He has a passion, a vision, a dream. He went after it. He made it. He's now the number one. Can you do the same? Of course you can. Just have that vision, have the guts, have the determination, have the dream, and achieve it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Television news had some interesting toys. Did you see that, Jennifer, last night?
No.
Some new reporters, actually, as well. The viewers are having a hard time because there's too much technology. Most of the people that were interviewed after said, I don't understand what's going on here. It's too much. You know what it's gotten to? It's too much tech. They all embrace Twitter and Facebook, and they run over each other, fall over each other as to who's going to use most of that stuff. And people are now confused by it all. Which I find
that makes sense, though, because sometimes you look at the screen, even when you're watching the news, and they have tweets running across the bottom,
yeah.
And, you know, it can be confusing.
All right, so we have that. A lot of people watching that last night, do you think?
I think so, but what's not confusing and what's easier on the brain, if you need a break tonight, A&E premieres Dog the Bounty Hunter. It's back for its next season at 9 o'clock. And
then
a good one for all of us. We like Steven Seagal. He's in Lawman tonight at 10 p.m. Other news, Sybil Shepherd is coming back to TV. She's going to play the mom of Jennifer Love Hewitt in Lifetime's new drama, The Client List. That's a good one. Simon Cowell is returning to full-time judging in the sixth season of Britain's Got Talent this spring. Last season, he was only on during live shows because he was launching The X Factor, so he's back full-time.
Alec Baldwin got yanked from a New York food supermarket campaign.
No.
Wegmans, because of the American Airlines thing. So that TV flight is
technology
over.
Technology beware.
51 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You may be interested in this. Man, you may not be so interested in it, but it's okay. Stick around and find out if you have a sensitive side to you. Even Rich McFadden has a sensitive side when
somewhere.
It comes to stray animals, cats, especially dogs. All right, so we got a cat story that's pretty interesting. Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations every weekend, is the expert nationally when it comes to how you treat your animals, how you train them behaviorally. Is that the right word? Behaviorally?
Behaviorally.
Behaviorally, yeah, right. That too. Anyway, so Andrea the Cat is in the focus next year on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Inspired by Brian Setzer, one of Richie's favorite musical groups, animal shelter chiefs in Utah are bewildered after a stray cat survived not once but twice the attempt by the shelter to put this cat to sleep in the gas chamber. Sounds awfully horrible, doesn't it? When you get down to it, it's West Valley's Animal Shelter in Utah. Andrea the Cat had not been adopted for 30 days, so employees took her to the gas chamber to try to put her to sleep, but she survived, and they tried again, and she survived again.
So they're giving her a pass now, right? They're not going for three?
They decided to stop trying to get rid of her.
You think? Yeah. They tried to kill the cat twice and she survived.
Well, we had the whole thing about nine lives with cats, right? So he used up two of them there.
It recently happened with a dog also down south. They tried to gas a dog, and they tried twice, and the dog survived, and now he has a great home, and he's living fine and dandy.
That's only half of the story. The other half is two employees of the shelter died testing the gas chamber out. Billy, get in there! Yeah. I think it's broken.
Yeah, the bottom line is gas chambers should not be used. It's outdated. First of all, I'm not a fan of euthanasia anyway, unless the cat or the dog is physically sick or in pain or whatever, not for other reasons. But the bottom line is, gassing should have been outlawed years and years. I remember the day.
So what is the preferred method then?
Injection.
Same injection. As you give somebody in the death row. You give them a little injection, puts them to sleep, then you give them another injection and it stops their heart.
If they can give someone who murdered 30 people an injection and kill him gently or euthanize him gently, the cat or the dog that's done nothing wrong deserves at least that.
Yeah. I mean, they used to put people in the gas chamber. They electrocuted people, hung them, all kinds of stuff. Now we are kinder and gentler with how we put people to death, but we aren't with the cats and the dogs.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead. But let me just point this out. It's not a matter of age, but still, there are shelters in this country, and the way they euthanize animals, they back up an old leaky pickup truck, they run the hose from the exhaust into where the animals are, and that's how the animals die.
All right, so there's a viral video going around about the way Butterball treats their turkeys. It's a horrible video. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Why can't we come up with some way to euthanize the food that we're going to eat without
to get the blood out of their system?
I think it's more dollars and cents. It's more about money. The more turkeys they can breed, the more turkeys they can kill, the more they can do. I don't know if you've ever been at a really large chicken facility where they have the eggs. They burn off their beaks so they can't peck at each other. They have absolutely no room to turn. It's atrocious what goes on in this country.
And then when they get rid of them, they just take basically a chainsaw, go down the line, cut their heads off.
There you go.
Yeah.
They can't say buck.
Look. Wonderful, isn't that great?
Well, at least the cat has a good home now. It's being held by somebody, and hopefully she'll find a good home. Yeah. That's what's important.
Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend.